I mean, defensively at this point, forget about it. And I got to be quite honest. I mean, there's nothing worse than an apathetic fan base.
Mm-hmm.
But are we not at that point right now? Well, I mean, we're beyond people getting pissed. We're beyond people, you know, having any passion for the program. Last night, so for years now, we have put the show called Rebel Extra on. That's supposed to be a caller-driven show, right? Because you like to hear the emotion from the fan base and you try to take as many phone calls as possible after every single game. One phone call last night. One. The entire time on Rebel Extra with Bernie and JBT. After what took place, you should never be okay, and you should have tons of emotion and passion when you're taking on your interstate rival and you get blown out and it's never a game. But I don't know what it is. Does it go back to our conversations about expectations with this program and how unfair they are at times? I don't know. I'm lost. And this is the worst. This is the, talking about peaks and valleys, it's the lowest. I moved here in 2001 at the tail end of Bano. By far, this is lower than that.
Okay. Wow, by far.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you start? You know, it's fascinating because I think for so long, even last year, we talked about or wanted to talk about, did the program hit rock bottom? Or when did the program hit rock bottom? Because the sooner they hit rock bottom, the better, you know. They hit rock bottom and then all of a sudden start to fix things and get it right. I don't know when that's going to start to happen now. And in terms of the fans, I think the fans need to capitulate. I mean, they just need to throw their arms up and say, I'm done. Because that's the only way you're going to hit rock bottom, certainly. And that's the only way the fans are going to say, look, it is what it is. And probably that's what's happening right now. There's not a damn thing I can do about it by calling Rebel Extra. What am I going to bitch and moan and complain for? This is the state of the program. This is where they're at. I don't care if it's a rivalry. I don't care if it's Southern Utah. You know, if we lose that way, yeah, you can have passion and you can hopefully they're going to fix it. But man, there's been no signs yet that it's fixed, that it's moving in the right direction.
No, and it's getting worse. This text here at 69187 says, is it really 0% on the coach? And it continues to say the Rebels have regressed. That is accurate. They are getting worse. And that's not acceptable.
That is easier said than done. And I am making excuses for Marvin Menzies right now.
I'm not going to agree with that because just the overall defensive effort and how pathetic they have been defensively, and it's getting worse. I'm sorry, but that has to be on somebody. And I'm not going to just sit there and blame the players because it's a patchwork roster. You have to show some progress, and they are not. That's not good, and this is on pace to be the worst team, arguably, in the history of the program. By the way, how fitting was it last night that they lost and got crushed by the team up north to the guy that's the assistant now that used to be here, and so many people wanted Dave Rice gone, and the program never... Say what you want about what happened while he was here. The program never would have gotten to this point with him as the head coach. Ever.
You might be right about that. You might be right about that. The level of athlete he was certainly bringing to the program is different than it is now. There's no question. There's not even a debate about that. But expectations were higher back then too, right? So then all of a sudden it cost him his job. Expectation. I said this when we first started our show together. You got to meet what Rebel fans want. And Rebel fans yesterday calling the Bush League up there. Oh, that Bush League put up 100. And they wanted to put up 100.
Compare what you saw last night. Compare this program to that program. Which is Bush League today?
I don't think there is a comparison. That's an easy answer, too. But in terms of the approach, in terms of the desire, in terms of getting the effort, the investment from a student athlete for the program, they've captured that. Musselman's captured that. Marvin Menzies is yet to capture it. And that's why there's a pass from me. Because I don't know how you do that in a matter of months and have the expectation to say, wait a minute, they're supposed to be getting better. Well, no. No.
Oh, they're not?
They filled out a roster, Mitch.
That's a terrible message, in my opinion.
It's not a terrible message.
Okay, well,
it's the equivalent.
We're going to bring on guys, but we can't expect them to get better. That is outrageous to say that.
Mitch, in this short a time, no, it's not outrageous.
Okay,
go up in arms all you want. It's a collection of Mitch Mosses out there on the court right now. So you're going to expect some people that have been competing at a higher level, CVI champions? You're going to say all of a sudden that collection of players, newcomers, is supposed to be competitive against that? You're out of whack already.
Okay.
How in the hell can you even expect that?
Completely
it's
disagree.
It's just like Duke. You can do that all you want. It's just like Duke out there. How in the hell are you going to expect, we're going to turn back the clock and say, whoa, wow, it was great 1990 and 1991, UNLV, Duke. But you have a collection of players. You don't even have a culture yet. And yet you want to see that product on the court? Obviously, people don't.
What product?
Whatever they're putting out there right now.
You want to see some progress? That's unfair to think that?
Mitch,
that's what I'm saying here, Fritch.
You can think it all you want, but to expect it so soon, you're out of whack. You're out of whack.
Okay, in this conference, I'm out of whack.
Yes, in this conference.
Wow, okay.
Look at San Diego State. Look at all these other programs that are going the other way.
I think that is just... I don't agree with that on any level whatsoever.
You don't have to, but it's reality. Look at all the other programs that are faltering. It's reality. I mean, we're lucky, we're hopeful that UNLV has hit rock bottom. But to expect more so quickly, that you're just putting too much pressure on the situation.
To expect the team to play defense?
Oh, my God, Mitch.
And to try on defense and not to give up layup after layup? That's too much of an expectation, Pritch?
You would hope that the players would invest and play for the program first, of course. But that's not the case. You really going to expect some kid from nowhere outside of Las Vegas is going to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to bust my ass for the Running Rebels right now.
Well, the one-and-dones were never 3-11 in conference play
because
or whatever it was.
Because they had more talent. Mitch, it's
sure.
an easy
and they
equation
were never
right
they
there.
Were never blown out like this
because they had more talent, Mitch. I mean, I guess if that's the situation, but still, it was a subpar record. It wasn't meeting expectations. I mean, you can throw any argument you want at me right now, Mitch. But the bottom line is that it's too soon to raise expectations on this squad right now.
So my expectations shouldn't be higher than the UNLV basketball program of this year being the worst maybe in program history.
So what do you want? You want the loss to be, 104-80? Would that make you feel better? 104-90? Would that make you feel better? Still a loss.
I would like to see them actually get some stops on defense.
Okay, after this game, right? Were you saying that after they beat...
Pritch, I've watched...
The great victory that they had on the road... were you saying that, or were you giving them some praises? Wow, this team looks kind of decent.
I've tried to be glass half full the entire year. But watch him play once in stretches, and the defense is just – that's my – okay. 364-1100 is a phone number. Text line is 69187. Preface it with the ESPN. Your feedback on this. Do you agree with Pritch that we should not –
You don't have to agree with me. Don't put it out there like that to agree with me. I'm just giving you my opinion.
Okay, that's fine.
There's no agreement or disagreement. You already disagreed.
Are you okay with what Pritch is saying here? We should not expect progress from UNLV basketball. We'll get into that coming up next. So Pritch and I were going back and forth in the first segment. I want to see some progress, and to me it's getting worse, especially defensively. And so – I guess what's the problem then? Where is the problem?
It's inconsistent.
Jason called 364-1100. Hey, Jason.
How's it going?
All right.
Hey, man, I just wanted to tell you that I agree with Pritch 100%. I mean, how many new Division I coaches came about this year other than Marvin Menzies? And how many of those Division I coaches fell into the program that he fell into? He's probably the only one that fell into a program in this bad of shape. And as far as development goes, you can't look at these group of players and say they're not getting better. Now, if you got seniors that got worse from when they were juniors or juniors not performing like they were when they were freshmen, then you can look at the program and say, hey, we need to make a change here. But Marvin Menzies has coached, 20 games in Division I, and you're looking at him like it's his fault?
You mean 25 games with UNLV before he was 9 years in New Mexico State?
New Mexico State is irrelevant. All that matters is UNLV. I'm saying this is an absolute new program for him, new players. You can't look at him and take his experiences and think they're going to relate to this program other than that he knows the X's and O's of the game. And from what I know, Marvin Menzies is out there coaching his butt off. But also, I think you're not understanding the will of the other team, the talent that they're going against. When you sit there and watch film, and Pritch knows this, when you sit there and watch film mid-season, all your weaknesses are going to come to light, and they're going to pounce on that. So every team that they play from now on is going to take advantage of all their weaknesses, which is a lot.
Hey, Jason, have you been in Las Vegas for a while?
Most of my life.
Okay. Do you pay attention to Mountain West basketball?
I played in the Mountain West.
Okay. For which team?
This team.
All right. This is the worst the conference has ever been.
I agree.
Okay.
This is the worst the program has ever been. You just said that, Mitch. Thanks a lot for the call, Jason.
The conference. The worst
I know,
the conference
but you
has
just
ever
said
been.
Earlier in the show, to start the show, this is the worst that UNLV has been.
I said arguably that's on pace to have the worst year
so,
ever.
So, okay, yeah. Those things meet then. I mean, if it's the worst the conference has been and it's the worst that the program has been, I don't know what else to say there. You said that. Those are your words. I mean, I get it. I get it.
So it should be easier to be this bad.
No, it's not. It's okay. Never easy, man. You know me. I have a hatred for losing, and I'm uncomfortable with being average, but I'm also real.